You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, the top two ways that people reach out to us. What do you think?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top or find us on Facebook. We're on it all morning. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This is somebody else who said no name, please. Maybe you'll understand here in just a moment. So let's call her. We might as well call her Sarah. Sarah. Boys, she writes, is it wrong to be turned off by someone's job? Let's just stop right there for
That's a good
a
question. Boom, right off the bat, huh?
I am going to say yes.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
She says, I met a guy online and have talked with him once on the phone. He seems like a good guy. And normally I would agree to meet up with him. But, during our phone call, I found out what he does and it has me freaked out. He's a mortician. He spends his days embalming people. She writes, I know your listeners will probably call me shallow and silly, but I try to imagine getting into a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And always having in the back of my mind what his hands have been doing all day before he touches me.
Oh, chills.
So far, I've put him off. And then here's her simple question. Anyone else who would have a problem with this? Thank you. No name, please. We'll call her Sarah.
Well, I mean, on the surface, it's a little creepy town.
Do you remember the name of the guy who used to call us fairly frequently? And that was his...
That was his gig.
I don't know if we've heard from him in a while. Maybe we have, and I just haven't put the two together. But
yeah,
he used to call. And I think the first time he called in, I said, what do you do for a living? And he told us. And I think you and I had questions for like the next 5 minutes.
We had so many questions. Gosh, I'm trying to put myself in this position because you feel bad for the guy. I mean, he's probably a great guy. He's great conversation.
And he's got a good looking job.
It's a job. That's a job where it's, you know,
it's a recession
guaranteed job.
It's a recession proof job.
Absolutely. So, I mean, somebody's got to do it.
It's got to pay well, too.
But then, on the other hand, on that old, that cold hand. I actually watch a couple accounts on TikTok. It's not all, you know, dance things on TikTok. I follow a couple people that talk about the process of what happens when you die. And they go through and they show things. And it's actually very interesting. But if she were to watch this, it would make her even more freaked out on what this guy does every day. It's not just embalming people. There's a lot to it, Dom. And I could see where it would be creepy. It would creep you out a little bit. To be with somebody, knowing what they do all day. And
it seems so unfair to him.
Sure it does. Absolutely does.
Although, I guess, you know, we always talk about how there's a Jack for every Jill and that, you know, if it doesn't work out with her, there will be someone else. Like somebody who's listening right now who's like, I wouldn't care.
Get me into that. I want to know every detail about what you do all day.
So what if we took a step back and we said it's not about that specific job. She has two questions on here. One is anyone else who would have a problem with this, but her other question was, is it wrong to be turned off by someone's job? What about just on the surface answering that question?
Right.
Do we have listeners who have changed their mind about seeing someone purely because of their occupation?
I would have to think yes, 100%.
Did I ever tell you that, what was it like, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago? I met somebody randomly and I thought, oh, they'd be really cool to go out with. Mm-hmm. And I must have tried probably 3 times or 4 times, asking her out. And it was on the, you know, she always had like, oh, I can't, sorry. You know, but you know, and I said, would you be interested some other time? She goes, yeah, sure. Finally, I think a 3rd or 4th time, she was like, listen, she goes, I don't ever want to date somebody who's in the public eye. She says, I won't go out with you because you do a morning radio show. She goes, I don't want to date. And I could not understand. I was like, well, but that's what I do. I don't bring it with me when I go out. You know, I'm not broadcasting from the bar.
She didn't want her life talked about. And
I guess.
And all that and,
I guess. So I have been a victim of this because she's like, she was turned off by the job because I was in the media. She didn't want to do that.
You're like, how about just one night then?
No, I didn't say that.
In your radio voice.
303-691-1MIX. Please call and answer Sarah's questions, one or the other.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to be turned off by someone's job? Have you ever
turned somebody down because of that?
Right. Or have you been turned down because of your job?
Or what should Sarah do? Should she date this guy or let him go?
Give him a chance. She says he's a mortician. He spends his, quote, he spends his days embalming people.
Working with the dead. Whoa. Although I've been married, I've been with my wife for about 20 years. A lot of times it's like working with the dead for me, too.
The lines are full. I want to read a couple of notes. Do we take the calls first? Read the notes? Take the calls?
How many do you have? I have one note that came in.
Let's read the notes first. Everyone who's on hold, don't hang up.
Hold on.
First.
Story time. Becca wrote in. She says, I'll start by saying I'm a hardcore vegetarian. I met an awesome guy online. We really hit it off for the first few dates. He just talked about he was in the food industry. By date four, I found out he worked in the, quote, cattle industry. So sadly, I had to let him go. His job was all I could think about. And who knows where his hands have been. I just couldn't do it.
Really?
Becca. Get that one.
Eva is talking about Sarah's situation with the mortician. She writes, this is so funny. I wonder if it's the same guy because I did go out with a guy who did that. We dated about 2 months before I just couldn't get it out of my head and broke it off. Although I made up another excuse. Is that wrong?
No.
Angela looks at the other side of it. Jeremy, it's an Angela.
Hot Angela.
She says, my brother is a mortician, makes great money, good-looking guy, really nice, and it took him forever to find someone who wasn't creeped out by his job. Then he met the one, and she's now my sister-in-law.
Hey, hey.
She jokes about how she's glad so many women were bothered by it because it meant he was available when she met him.
That's right. She swooped
See?
In.
See? She's counting on the fact that people will be bothered by it.
Right. That's funny.
Sydney, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Should she just give this guy a chance or look for someone else?
I think part of it comes down to what kind of conversations can you have in a relationship at the end of the day. If she can talk to him, then great. If she can't even handle talking to him, then I say let him go and give him a chance to find someone better. Because you got to have a two-way conversation.
Point. Sure. Like, what do you talk about at the end of the day, you know? What does he come home and complain about? Oh, another body today.
He comes home smelling of formaldehyde.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Go shower.
Sydney, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
I'm going to put down her vote as move on.
Dump him.
Wendy, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
So are we giving him a chance or moving on?
No, she should give him a chance. In this day and age, I mean, you should be happy that he has a job. And a good job at that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, I've dated guys that are trash, man. And I mean, you come home smelling like trash, you take a shower, and, you know, it's fine.
That's right. The shower works wonders.
Let me ask you something. The guy quickly, because we got to take other calls, but let me ask you quickly. Did the trash guy ever come home with things that he found and saved out of the trash?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that happened a lot. I guess not.
I found a lamp.
Wendy, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. One vote apiece. Here's Michael. Michael, good morning. What do you think?
No, I think she should give him a chance.
Yeah.
It's amazing what a shower will do.
It's
true. Tell Jeremy that.
Honestly, I think she's being shallow. I really do. I played hockey when I was younger and lost a couple teeth, had some damaged teeth. I dated a dental assistant, and by the fourth date, she just had issues with my teeth.
She couldn't help you out and give you new teeth?
Well, she did, honestly. That's how I met her, she was actually working on my mouth.
Well, then what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she's
shallow.
Michael, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad
you
got
had the thing where
now.
They can pop him out, and he was always doing it at parties and the bars.
Yeah,
so he's
like,
oh, look at me.
Always do that.
Yeah.
He says she's shallow. In her notes, Sarah says, I know your listeners will probably call me shallow.
Yep.
She read Michael
she knows.
Like a book. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
What do you think?
She should not waste his time.
Oh, that's solid.
Whoa. Yeah.
Is that a cat?
She's
going
to be like that. Oh, yeah, my cat's super loud.
Yeah, you know, I see that argument.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead.
So the problem is not with him. The problem is with her. And if she recognizes that, then just give this guy a break, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My wife.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back to that here. Your wife what? I'm sorry?
My wife's a nurse. She knows she can't talk work at home because I get grossed out by it, but we get along.
Yeah. I'm glad you called, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. That's like my daughter-in-law, Sabra. She's an emergency room nurse, and she comes home with stories for
days. I'd want to hear the stories. I would so love to hear the stories.
Maybe you would up until a certain point.
Maybe.
I don't know. Look at all the guys calling. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We're tied two votes apiece. Two that say give him a chance, two that say move on. What do you think?
Give him a chance. Here's the reason why. Is to be a mortician, that's a upper-level education. This person could be anything they want nearly at that level, and they're choosing that. So you're getting someone that's a very respectful person. That's
I was thinking the same thing. It's a highly intelligent individual doing that job.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. He's just a good
guy. Someone you don't know for sure, but you're getting someone with some pretty good character, I would think, going into that. And
although, what was that Jack Black movie about the mortician who was murdering people? What was that movie called?
Dexter. Bernie.
No, it was Bernie.
You don't know about this guy. He could be doing like ventriloquism stuff in there when nobody's in there. You know, meh, meh, meh. You don't know what kind of character he has.
Putting hard-boiled eggs in their mouth.
Yeah, you don't know.